Welcome to Maseches Baba Basra, Perek Beis, Mishnah Vav, Chapter 2, Mishnah 6. In essence, this Mishnah really doesn't belong in Maseches Baba Basra because it discusses the halachas of Metziah, finding a lost object. We learned those halachas in Maseches Baba Metziah. But since in the previous Mishnah it spoke about birdhouses and birds, so the Mishnah continues on the topic of birdhouses and birds, even though it doesn't directly apply to Maseches Baba Basra. Says the Mishnah, Nipal, a baby bird. A baby bird we're talking about that it cannot fly yet, it just hops around. Hanimtza b'tei chamishi ma'ama, that is found within 50 amos of a birdhouse. Harehu shabal ha'shevach, we assume that it belongs to the actual birdhouse, and it goes back to him. Chotch mechamishi ma'ama, let's say the bird is jumping around, but it's outside of the 50 amos of the proximity of the birdhouse. Harehu shamoitze, then the fellow that finds it could keep it. Continues the Mishnah. Hanimtza b'en shnei shevachos, let's say you find this little tiny bird hopping around within 50 amas of two birdhouses. Karav lazeshalai, the one, if it's closer to one, it belongs to the owner of that birdhouse. Karav lazeshalai, if it's closer to the other one, then it goes to the owner of that birdhouse. Mechza mechza, what happens if it's equidistant from both birdhouses? Shnei mechleiku, says the Mishnah, in this situation, they would both divide the proceeds of, I guess, selling this little tiny bird. Now we go back to regular programming in Mishnah Zayin. Says the Mishnah, Marchikin eso ilam min ha'ir, a person has to distance a tree from the actual perimeter of the city, 25 amos, because it's considered beautiful that outside of the city there's a certain expanse without anything planted in it, and therefore if you want to plant the tree, you have to make sure to do it at least within outside of 25 amos, approximately 50 feet outside the city limits. Let's say it's a carob tree, or it's a sycamore, which these have a lot of branches and a lot of leaves, that a person has to distance them 50 amas because they have a large reach. Habashalim, Rabbi Shaul says, Kol ilan sirak, any tree that doesn't produce fruit, chamishim ama, a person has to make sure it's at least 50 amas from the city limits. In Ma'ir Kadma, let's say the city was there first, and a fellow goes ahead and he plants a tree there anyways, then kaitzitz, we cut down his tree, ve'ino nice and dumb, and we don't pay him for the actual tree, he had no right to plant it there in the first place. Ma'ilan Kadam, let's say the tree was there first, but then they build a city, kaitzitz, we could still have the right to cut down a tree so the city should look expansive. However, in this situation, they would have to pay the value of the tree to the owner that planted it. Says the Mishnah, Safek Zekadam. Let's say we're not sure what was there first. Did the city come first, or was the tree there before the city? Says the Mishnah, then we're allowed to cut down the tree regardless of Veina Naisendamim, and one is not obligated to pay the fellow who says that the tree is his unless he brings proof that the tree was there before the city. In that situation, we have to pay him for the value of the actual tree itself. Wishing you a fantastic day and a wonderful upcoming week.